Grilled corn on the cob is a culinary delight for any end of summer event. We're firing up the grill next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Grilled corn on the cob is one of the favorite stars of the summer end celebrations. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners hands us an ear.
I've done grilled corn before, but last year I had it fresh from the garden because I actually had a place to have a garden. And I just took it, husked it, actually I de-silked it, put the husk back on it. So I didn't actually pull them off. And I put them on the grill and I had mixture of wood. Some of it was from my walnut tree. Oh my goodness. That is the best corn I've ever had. The best corn I've ever had. And you can't really do that when you're just relying on your kitchen for cooking. Our modern kitchens are very effective. They're very efficient. We have these great gas ovens or electric ovens that are easy to control temperature. You know, there's not a lot of guesswork or anything, but man, you want good food. You take it out, cook it on coals, you cook it on wood, get out the Dutch oven, get out the grill. And even a Dutch oven, you're not getting a lot of smoky flavor in it, but I'm telling you, there's a difference. There is a difference in the flavor, and you cannot explain it. We just miss out on it when we don't take advantage of some of that cooking. You don't have to cook outside every day. You don't have to buy an expensive grill. My grill is salvaged from a foreclosed home back when I was working the foreclosed home business. It's not an expensive grill anyway. I'll use a combination of wood and charcoal, but a lot of the wood comes from my own pruning, and I'm trying to preserve as much as I can for my own property for either woodworking projects or for cooking.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.